Last season, in his rookie year with the New England Patriots, offensive tackle Nate Solder was listed at 6'8", 319 pounds. But in the wake of veteran left tackle Matt Leitz's retirement this May, the job of protecting star quarterback Tom Brady was placed firmly on Solder's very broad shoulders, shoulders which were deemed to be not quite broad enough. How did Solder pack on a few pounds while maintaining his commitment to healthy eating? He did what a lot of pro athletes do when faced with a nutritional dilemma. He hired a professional chef. Only a Game's Karen Given has our story.
Lester Esser has already had a busy morning. First, he packed his white van, dubbed the Personal Chef Mobile, with a square blue ice chest, an old roller suitcase stuffed with pots and pans, a box of pantry items, a bag of cleaning supplies, and utensils lined up in a toolbox with a bumper sticker that reads, "Love people, cook them good food."
This is pretty hard work, actually. People always are like, "Oh, you're a personal chef. I wish I was a personal chef." But they just don't have any idea of the work that's involved in it.
He stopped by a local butcher's for steaks and then the cheese shop around the corner for Ploy's mix, sort of a French buckwheat pancake. Now he's pulling into the supermarket for the rest of today's supplies. It's personal chef light today, Esser says, as he only needs to fill Nate Solder's fridge with enough food for the next 3 days. In this case, that means really big portions of Ploy's with sausage, steel-cut oats with dried fruit, chia seed pudding, steak kebabs, wild rice, broccoli rabe, Cornish game hens with apricot glaze, and a hot lunch of baked cod with olives and spinach, stir-fried vegetables, roasted garbanzo beans, and whole wheat pasta with chorizo, mounded high on a plate that looks big enough to feed three.
Yeah, maybe I'll take that bigger piece there. It's a big guy we're feeding.
Dressed in a black jacket and black skinny jeans with two silver hoop earrings in his left ear and a bandana hastily tied over his unruly salt and pepper hair, Esser looks more like a rocker than a chef. There's a reason for that.
I started off being a musician playing in punk bands in Florida. That brought me to Boston. And you play in punk bands, what do? You work in the kitchen being a dishwasher. You know, you start off here to survive and I just kind of like had the knack for it. I've always loved food. Everyone in my family likes food.
Over the years, Esser played in bands called Primitive Romance, The Scanner Darkly, Death in Venice, and the curiously named Gothic Country and Western project, Why, Fat Man, Why?
In 0.7 miles, take ramp on right to I-95 South.
As he follows his GPS to a nice but not overly ostentatious subdivision near Gillette Stadium, where he says many of the younger Patriots players live, Esser reflects on his biggest and hungriest client.
He's a nice guy. I like cooking for him. I wasn't sure what to expect, but he's very friendly and seems to enjoy the food, which is the most important thing.
We arrive in Foxborough while Solder is finishing up an unofficial off-season workout. Esser lets himself into the athlete's kitchen using the keypad on the garage door and gets to work. It doesn't take long for things to start to take shape. First, Esser breaks down an entire head of garlic. Then he slices the onions, carrots, and other vegetables for the stir-fry. Things are just heating up when Solder returns from the weight room. Solder says hello to Esser and lets his dog, a Newfoundland puppy named Walter, out of isolation. Like his owner, Walter is huge and mild-mannered. But just because Solder is too polite to complain while he waits for his food doesn't mean he's not hungry.
Oh, extremely hungry, and to have all these smells and everything just makes it that much worse.
Solder's 6'8" frame is solid and imposing, and completely lacking in the spare tire commonly found on the offensive line. The 24-year-old Colorado native's high school coach told the Boston Herald that Solder cut sugar out of his diet in middle school. Healthy eating is a commitment Solder maintains, even though there might be easier ways to pack on the extra 10 to 20 pounds the team was looking for this offseason.
I've always kind of thought nutrition's important, and the biggest thing for me is just having meals constantly, because it'll be 3 o'clock, I don't want to run out and go get something at a restaurant, but I want to eat something, hearty and fills me up, and so I don't want just, you know, crackers and peanut butter or something.
So when hunger strikes, be it 3 p.m. or 3 a.m., all Solder has to do is open his fridge and choose one of Esser's really big portions.
Really big portions, yeah. Which is awesome because I need to keep pushing myself to eat more and more, so it's my challenge to clean the refrigerator out before he comes back.
With steak kebabs like these, that doesn't seem like it will be difficult. Esser won't be cooking for Solder in July and August, as Solder prepares to go into Patriots training camp for the first time as a presumed starter. But that doesn't mean Esser's not on the job. He's meeting with the Patriots' new nutritionist to make sure this slightly heavier Solder has everything he needs when the season begins in the fall.
Oh my God. That is amazing.
Not much on it.
For Only a Game, I'm Karen Gibbon.
I do some home cooking, baby. I do some home cooking, baby. I do some home cooking, baby. Satisfy my soul.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Perotti. Our intern is Philip Kisubika. We had help this week from Renee Minnie Marchando and from Bart Rankin at New England Public Radio. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view our photo galleries, please visit onlyagame.org. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only a Game Radio. Our final word this week comes from celebrity chef Lester Esser, who has one recipe he will not share with anyone.
It's called Lester's Espresso Rocket Bomb, barbecue rib sauce, also good on chicken, duck, black-eyed peas, cornbread, and fingers.
Fingers? You mean like licking the sauce? Oh, yeah, that has to be what he means. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at gatesfoundation.org. And the Wallace Foundation, a source of ideas for improving education and enrichment for children both in and out of school at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.